adapted from Sleepover Stories by Scott Augustson. As the closet in the spare room stood on the brink of war, Jay thought back to the two recent occurrences that had led up to this imminent catastrophe. Two seemingly minor events. The first incident happened when Jay was helping his mother water the flowers out front.
Hi, Mrs. P.
Mrs. Pilevsky from down the block was walking down the sidewalk, dragging her ridiculous rolling cart. Jay's mother had on many occasions cautioned him to take what she said with a grain of salt.
Did you see the family that's moving into our street?
Jay tensed up. This could be one of those grain of salt moments.
You know, this used to be Greek neighborhood.
Jay liked that. He pictured everyone going about their business in togas. No, that wasn't right. Togas are Roman. Greeks just wore sheets. Did there used to be a Roman neighborhood?
There was time long past when I was a girl when everyone had their own neighborhood.
Jay liked that too. He thought of the city as a big quilt. Oh, or better, like a cafeteria tray that kept things in separate compartments. He loved those trays and wished he could have one at home. The other inciting incident was that his Aunt Michelle had lost a whole lot of weight and gave Jay's mom all her old clothes. She had a lot of clothes because her best friend Juanita worked in a department store and got an unbelievable discount.
Well, they certainly are snazzy.
Jay's sister was a little enthralled by the new duds.
They're great, Mom.
I don't know if they're quite my style. They're a little out there.
Oh, Mom.
Well, I guess I could wear them for occasions. You know, the holidays. I could get fancy at Christmas. Sure, yeah. These are my new party clothes.
At one time, the room at the end of the hall was going to be an office. Going to be a craft room, going to be so many things. It was now the home of a couple of chairs, the old wobbly dining room table, and an empty closet that now acquired Aunt Michelle's hand-me-downs. It was a beautiful spring afternoon, and Jay's mom told him, "Go get some fresh air," which Jay chose to interpret as "Go hang out in the spare room and look at Aunt Michelle's old clothes." The first thing he noticed was the colors.
Ooh.
Aunt Michelle's tastes were bolder than his mom's. They were plumage meant to attract, not camouflage.
Purple? Green?
Jay thought back to what Mrs. Perlevsky had said. He decided to take that grain of salt by the horns. So, hanger by hanger, Jay moved the purple to the right and the many green to the left. Things in their place. Jay sat by the window and started to read a comic book that his religious cousin had sent him. It was poorly drawn and concerned a bear who stole a candy bar and then felt bad about it. When the bear cried and confessed at the end, Jay felt embarrassed for him.
Hi.
It wasn't a friendly hi, it was the hi of a shop clerk at an expensive store.
Hello?
A blouse the color of a first day bruise shook slightly.
Yes, that's right. I'm talking to you.
The blouse shifted so that its plunging neckline faced him.
Can I help you?
Jay knew he shouldn't let a shirt intimidate him, but it did.
Look, I know you thought you were doing a good thing when you sorted us by color, but we clothes actually prefer to be arranged by pattern.
You do?
See, I'm a solid burgundy, if you're about that sort of thing, and you have me next to a plaid.
She thinks she's too good to hang next to a tartan.
Jay loved plaid. Always had. It baffled him that someone might not want to be neighbors with plaid.
I don't understand.
It's our working class origins. She looks at me and sees lumberjack.
Oh, it isn't that at all. It's just that we don't have much in common. Plaid is always so proud of what makes it different from other plaid. Thick stripe, thin stripe, background color, interweaving, traditional, new.
It's all they talk about.
At least we talk,
said a cute little plaid skirt from the green side of the closet.
You solids do nothing but admire yourselves.
Well, without a ridiculously complicated and distracting pattern,
said a pair of solid hunter green slacks with a prominent crease,
it's easy to see our fine cut. The workmanship and design show through. A busy plaid covers many a tailor's error, my grand pants used to say.
Well, your grand pants can just take that and put it in his back.
The argument was making Jay anxious.
It won't take me long to resort you. Just hang on.
20 minutes later, the plaids and the solids were no longer touching.
Whew.
Jay was actually looking forward to getting back to the story of the sinning bear. He turned to go and...
Boy,
said a jumpsuit. The sort of jumpsuit that looked like it might be confusing to put on, like you might just end up sticking your legs in an armhole, that kind of jumpsuit.
Yes?
Don't know where you were raised, but a stripe is not a plaid. Don't get me wrong, we like the plaids, but...
And so, the stripes were moved to the center, a sort of diplomatic barrier between the solids and the plaids. The stripes, be they broad or pin, became the Switzerland of the closet.
Done!
Nobody, it turned out, got along with the floral prints. The florals had to be pulled out and laid over the back of a chair. They still smelled quite strongly of perfume.
Well, that's because we don't get taken to the cleaners very often,
said a floor-length, long-sleeved dress with a cabbage rose design.
Is it our fault we're so good at hiding stains?
The houndstooth cape declared.
As the only one of my kind, I want extra protection against discrimination.
No one is gonna bother you.
That's what minorities everywhere are told. But just you wait, I'll end up mysteriously crumpled in a ball on the floor.
Jay wanted to tell them to keep their voices down. He didn't want to let the other garments in the house know that sorting was an option. What if socks and underwear and gloves and shoes all had a preference of exactly where to go? All of these clothes, they seemed on the verge of something, something awful. Jay heard his mom coming up the stairs. He remembered that he was supposed to be outside. He hid, hoping the clothes wouldn't rat him out.
Honestly, this dress I just can't see wearing. I mean, it's terrific, but just not me.
A short dress lay on the bed in a patch of light.
Oh, Lordy, does this son of a feel good? Warm and bright and white.
Hello, child.
Jay was pretty sure the dress had what was called a southern accent. He was transfixed, but it wasn't just the way she talked. It was her vibrant, swirling pattern. Jay heard murmurs from the closet. They were as curious as he was.
I don't mean to be rude, but can I ask a question?
Rude? Honey, I feel like we're already old friends. Now what is on your mind, sugar?
Can I ask what your pattern is?
Oh, I'm a paisley.
Paisley.
Is this where I'll be staying?
If it's okay.
If it wasn't, Jay could probably smuggle her down to his room.
I love it. Nice view, plenty of space. We won't get all wrinkly, scrunched together. We can breathe.
Jay paused. Now was the big question. The hard moment.
Where would you prefer to hang?
Oh. Anywhere.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm not particular. In fact, one time I was at the senator's party and little old me was sitting right between a mink and a Chinese silk. A kimono.
Really?
Asked a little red coat from the closet.
What was the pattern on the silk?
It was the prettiest little poppies you ever saw.
This got the floral's attention. And they peppered the paisley with questions. The paisley went on about her many adventures. It was during the tale of the sari, the French couture, and the dowager's tweed that the plaid skirt blurted out,
"Hang with us tonight?"
No, our side is better.
No, our side is better. Don't pay attention to the solid.
Jane could hear the harsh edge creep in. How soon before buttons were popped and seams were torn? He knew he'd soon be knee-deep in threads and patches. It would all end in tatters.
No, hey, now everybody just calm down.
The Paisley said with a laugh.
There is no call for this. I am an easy-going, wash-and-wear kind of gal. My motto is mix and match. Tonight, I'll hang in the middle, and child, what is your name?
Jay.
Jay. Dear Jay. Tomorrow, can you come by and move me a little to the left, and then later a little to the right? Then maybe I can just drape over any old thing. You can do that. Can't you, baby?
Uh-huh.
So Jay hung the lovely party dress in the center of the closet.
Mm.
Then he went outside, which is where he should have been all day, and sat under the plum tree. He was pretty sure that, like the little thieving bear in the pious comic, he'd been taught an important lesson today.
Huh.
He just didn't have a clue what that lesson was.